Hi again. Right, to continue, the meanings as attached to Guinevere, according to the handbook that came with the deck, tend to lend some substance to the feelings that I got from the card, but I didn't get it in its entirety correct. And it says here, perhaps the clearest key to her original role is to be found in the triad. She is the three faces of the woman, the triple Guinevere. Each one is supposed to be the spouse of Arthur. And Celtic tradition has a strongly developed sense of triplicity. So I got duality, but the possibility is that I was missing out on something, or that there were three contradictory phrases in what I was hearing and not two. And my interpretation was incorrect. But certainly there was definitely coming up here in the handbook and in my experience overnight, there was contradiction, there was duplicity, possibly even triplicity. So multifaceted. And when you go on to the divinatory meaning, it says that it stands for energy in creative growth, material and spiritual wealth, fulfillment, beauty, abundance, fertility, motherhood, health and harmony. Well, whilst I can understand some of that, the harmony one didn't actually come out. There came out contradiction rather than harmony. But then again, contradiction can be harmonic. You know, you can have three notes in a musical scale that actually, on the basis of it, contradict one another. But when you actually place them together, they form a strange sort of harmony. So, who knows? But certainly I picked up on the more than one facet, shall we say that, rather than just calling it duplicity. There was definitely more than one facet to this particular lady. So that's my situation with card number three, Guinevere. Just as a final sort of aside to everything that I've come out with in the textbook meaning of the card, one thing that hadn't struck me until I was just listening back to the recording was the fact that, of course, in the Arthurian tales, there are three people. There's Guinevere, there's Arthur, and there's Lancelot. So, of course, there would be contradictory meanings. And, you know, Guinevere would be listening to one voice, and then she would be listening to another. So it does stand to reason. It stacks up, as far as I can see, that this card, to me, and basically as from everything I've been told so far, tarot reading is basically about your interpretation and what the cards mean to you. And this then definitely means to me that there are more sides to a story than the one that you actually see face on. So, hey, I'm only learning, I don't know. But, yeah, interesting times. Very, very interesting times. And I'm loving this. Really am. So I'll give you another update with the next card very, very soon. Blessed be.